about Hamburger Wednesday night.
Good evening, Bishos. I want to speak through a few shilas that seem to be coming up every now and then in different variations. The same shilas comes in again and again. Very often you have the same five, six commonplace happenings between two people, and I realize that there's many, many variations to this, the shayla. Now, obviously, that's not kedai to paskin from these type of shaylas, because very often, especially when it comes to chesh mishpat, the halacha can change. The halacha can change very, very quickly. You can add or omit a single clause in the contract, and that can change the whole psak and the whole halacha. And therefore, even though you heard a very, very similar story from your friend, and it was chayiv or potter or whatever the halacha was, sometimes the contract could be nuanced in that little bit, and it could change the whole halacha. Just want to be moir to raise awareness of a commonplace shaylus. Obviously, if anybody has other shaylus you want to discuss, I'm always happy to hear new ideas, new svaras. But one of the shaylus that keeps on coming back all the time is something along the following scenario. Let's take a case where somebody rents a house from his friend, and he lives there for many years. And the tenant, Baruch Hashem, is taking very, very good care of the house, and he's paying his rent on time. No problems with that. Now, over time, the tenant starts getting more and more comfortable in the house, and he installs a air conditioning unit in the house. So it makes him feel much more comfortable in the house. It's a rented house, but he's already there for 5-10 years, and he thinks he might still be there for another 5-10 years. It's worth it for him to invest, even though it's not his house. Air conditioning unit in one of the bedrooms in the dining room, and then time passes, and he leaves. It's time for him to leave to a different place, a bigger place. He bought his own place. And when he leaves, he goes over to the maskir, to the landlord, and he says, "I'm leaving. I installed air conditioning 5 years ago. Would you pay me maybe half or a third? Let's say a lifespan of air conditioning is 10 years. I use this for 4 or 5 years. Pay me half, 60%, 50%. Pay me something towards the air conditioning unit that I left in the house. Obviously, I can't take it out to my new place. Air conditioning is fixed on the wall. You don't plan on using my things free of charge. You sound like you're a decent person. Does the maskir have to pay for this unit or not?" On the other hand, the maskir also tied as a very valid point. I didn't ask for it. You didn't ask me. It's okay. You don't bother me. I won't bother you. You don't charge me. I won't charge.
Yes, that permission.
Yeah. Could be. It's a different. Let's leave the shayla. Let's assume they're okay with that. You didn't ask me, Rishos. I'm okay with that. Leave it. But I don't want to go ahead and pay you. I don't live in the Dira. A different tenant will come. He's not going to pay me more rent for the air conditioning. I have no interest in keeping your air conditioning. And if you want, take it with you. No, it's all the way up high. In a case where it's not bothering anybody, all the way, fixed by the ceiling, it's not that small of a room, it's a big house. And so the tenant is saying, I put in something which is a value, you're keeping it, I don't want to give it to you free of charge, it's mine, please pay for it. And the master is saying, I'm happy to take it free of charge, but I don't want to pay you. You hear both svaras, both sides. What's the halacha in this case? Who can force the other person? Zalei chaser? It costed him £1,000. This is a big chaser. But he, in a case where you're really not the chaser. In this case, he had a proper chasarn. A lifespan of air conditioning unit, let's say, is 10 years. I used it 4 or 5 years. There's another 5, 6 years of life. What's a big chaser? He does not need to. Why? It's not really fair to use somebody else's thing without it paying. We can very much hear both sides. They both have a very valid point. And that's when they come to Besdin, he says, I feel he has to pay me £500 because I'm giving you 5 more years of life of air conditioning in the Dir. And the Baldir says, if you want to leave it, leave it. If you don't want to take it, but I understand you can't take it. So it's as I say, it's your tough luck. Can he force the maskir to pay him for the air conditioning he left in the house or not? And the shaylus we have all the time, air conditioning, kitchens, repairs, all the different types of things that a maskir, a renter, puts in the house. This shaylus is debated in the Gemara in Bo Metzia. The Gemara calls this Yairit. Now, obviously, Yairit is a very big sugya. It's definitely not a scope of a 20-minute shiur. It could be probably 20 evenings we could sit over here about Yairit. The Gemara says about a story where somebody planted a tree in someone else's field, and he goes over to the Baal Hasad and he says, "Will you please pay me for the tree because I planted a very nice tree?" And we can debate if it's why he has to pay him. There's various mahalchim in the Rishonim how to explain why somebody would be chayiv to pay when someone forces upon you a certain anah. You never ask for a tree. You know, there's different, and you know, we can tweak this shayla in many variations. A very common place that happens very much. Someone brings his car to the garage. Can you please fix? You know, there's a knocking sound, the engine, something. And he fixes the engine, and he tells you, by the way, I also realized that the something in the front and the back, the head gasket, something was broken. I changed it, and it was already open. It's another 80 pounds. And you tell him, you know, I didn't ask you. You know, I understand you was already open, so it saves me labor. Do you have to pay for these things or not? To be misakim, the Gemara and Bamatzia, in short, the Gemara comes out, there's three categories in Yoyred, how we can put them in three different groups. The first group is Asuya Lita, the Gemara calls this. The second group is Ein Asuya Lita. And then there's the third group, the Gemara calls it. What does it mean, each one of these three groups? Asuya Lita, the Rishonim explain, is any necessary repair which is needed in a house would be called Asuya Lita. It is expected for this to have this. The muscle that the Rosh brings down is somebody's roof caved in the house and the tenant fixed the roof. So obviously a house without a roof is not really a house. It's not really livable, habitable. And therefore the Rosh says that when a tenant fixes a house that was lipoil, the roof was about to cave in or caved in the Rosh, then that's called Asuya Lita. That's group number one. Group number two is Ein Asuya. It was not expected to have this. Any unnecessary or luxury addition that a person added to the house, someone added a spotlight sign to the house, you know, it's very, very nice. But you don't have to have spotlights now, so you can have just a simple rose bulb. It's good enough. So it's not oymid to have all this extras. That's Ein Asuya. And the third group, which is toil, is in a case where the Baal Habayis, the Baal Asada, the Baal Dira, the landlord, genuinely doesn't need what you put in. You put in something which is very, very specific for you. You have a chumrah to have, you know, a parif sink or something. Something that people don't need. And he genuinely doesn't want this thing. And he tells you, toil, please take this, I have no interest in this. That is the third group. What's the halach of each one of these three groups? The Gemara says that by Asuya Lita, the way the Shulchan Aruch understands the Gemara, the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that you pay what someone would have paid for this necessary addition. So Asuya Lita, as we have explained, something which the house really needed. For example, somebody's fuse box, you know, popped, it doesn't work anymore, and the tenant without rishus put in a new, fix something that was necessary to live in the house, he can force the Baal HaBayis to pay him what the going rate is. Meaning, if he put in a very, very expensive type of unit, the Baal HaBayis does not have to pay him, you know, the most expensive range that he chose. What the Baal HaBayis would have paid under a normal circumstance, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Kama odon roi felitain," how much a person would have paid, the Baal HaBayis needs to pay. Okay, you're bringing up a very valid point. When there's a specific case where I said, I'm an electrician myself, I could have gotten it for cheaper. There is a chazanish that points out this case. It might be a valid, if we have time, we're going to get to that as well. Under normal circumstances, where people cannot repair fuse boxes themselves, how much would a regular, you know, consumer unit would have costed? That's what the Baal HaBayis is mechuyev to pay, even though he did not ask for it, because it's a suya lita. It is necessary to have this repair done, and the tenant does not need to ask for shus from the Baal HaBayis for the basic, you know, to make this livable. Eina suya, the Gemara says, something which is not necessary, and the tenant nevertheless went ahead and put that in. The Gemara says there's something called shevach and something called yitzias. Yitzias is what the expenses, the expenditure that the tenant had, and the shevach is what the benefit or the gain that the Baal HaBayis would have had. The Gemara says the Baal HaBayis has to pay the lesser of the two. So if the muscle, it costed the tenant 100 pounds to put in this whatever he prepared in the house, but the house went up in value only 50 pounds, or if it didn't go up in any value, then it would be zero, you pay the lesser of the two, the gain or the expenses, whatever it was, the lesser of the two. And then toil, the Gemara obviously says, you don't have to pay anything, something where you genuinely do not want. And someone forces upon you, you know, I put it in your house, and you have a very good reason, as we will soon see. It has to be a very valid reason why you can explain why you do not want this shevach. Most times, you get something for a cheap price you would want. You weren't planning on putting it in, but for a cheap price, not many people will say I want it. But if you have a valid excuse why I do not want it, then in the chanami, you do not have to pay anything. So again, asuya lita, you have to pay what a person would have paid. Ein asuya, you have to pay the lesser of the shevach, the lesser of the two, and toil, you do not have to pay anything. Bearing these klolim in mind, going back to our tenant over here, who put in this air conditioning unit. Now, if the air conditioning unit would have been in a place where it is asuya, for example, in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, I believe a deer that does not have air conditioning in the Tafshin Pei Dal Bizman is considered asuya lita. You have to have at least one room where you can have air conditioning over there. And the tenant went in over there and he put in an air conditioning unit in Yerushalayim. He can force the baldir, when he pays, to say whatever life is left from this air conditioning unit. Obviously, after he's giving him a second-hand unit, he used this for a few years. Not, you can't charge him the whole amount, but he can force the baldir, even though the baldir did not originally want to put it in, he can force the baldir to pay him. But if it was a mosque over here, in Manchester, where many houses, rented houses, do not have air conditioning units inside, it's not necessary, it's a luxury item. You know, it's much cooler here. Then it would be called Eina Suya. Many people would be happy, you know, once you put it in, yeah, I'll keep it for a decent price. Then you cannot force the Baal HaBayis to pay what he would have paid for it, only the Yitzias or the Shevach. Now, Yitzias is going to be quite a lot. In this case, someone, for this Lamoshal example, a person puts an air conditioning unit in England in the house, the lesser of the two would obviously be Shevach, the uplift and the value and the benefit and the gain for the Baal HaBayis would be very, very small. The way how to assess this is a few ways how to assess Shevach in this ways. Obviously, if you look at the $250,000 house, how much it went up without air conditioning unit, the answer is going to be zero. But let's say he can now rent it out for £10 more a month because there's an air conditioning unit, then there is somewhat Shevach for him. So, you know, you have to work it out, maybe £100. Even though the unit costed 10 times more, there is somewhat Shevach under normal circumstance if it would be over here in town, Lamoshin. Now, could be, I was speaking over here with Adai, and he said, depends on the type of the house. And also, if someone has one of these Airbnbs, these service accommodations, where they offer this hotel experience, and then air conditioning units, maybe it becomes a suyulita, that's why you need a shikul das to assess on every single time, is this house a suyulita? Is it expected, is it a standard for this house to have this unit inside? Or no, it's just a luxury for this house. You have to look at the whole package, if it's a suyulita or eina, if you can force the landlord to pay you for the what you have put in. There is one point that you have mentioned this earlier, the Chazon Ish points out, that you have to also, besides taking in the package of the house, you have to look at this specific maskir as well. Sometimes there are people who are tight on money, and they would prefer to have, you know, a nice air conditioning unit in the house, but they don't have the money to lay out, and therefore, for him, it becomes Eina Suya. He's not interested in putting, he prefers to appeal to a lower end of the market, maybe charge less rent, even though business-wise it would have been better to work in a better way had he had the money to put down. He would have been a worthwhile investment for him, but he himself does not have money to put in. So for him, it becomes Eina Suya, and you cannot force such a person if he can prove that he does not have the money to put it out. He becomes Eina Suya, and that goes to the second group, where you cannot force him to pay what he would have paid, just obviously Shevach Yitzias, whatever, that would be a very, very small amount. Now, the third group that we have mentioned, which the Gemara calls toil, which means take your things and go, the Gemara says if someone can really prove, and the Chazon Ish says most times the toil nahu mevakesh, a person knows the tenant cannot take the air conditioning unit, you know, it's custom made with the pipes, and you know, it's not financially viable to take it to a new place, it's easier to buy a new one, and therefore the Chazon Ish says most times toil is going to be just an excuse to get the tenant to leave his things behind. And that's why the Chazon Ish said that has to be a real good excuse, of the mashal, from a good reason. Is I heard that back in the day, somebody offered Rabbi Nosson Tzvi Finkel, Rosh Yeshiva Amir, to install air conditioning in the yeshiva. And Rabbi Nosson Tzvi said, no. He says, why? You're going to now install it at your expense, a donation for the yeshiva, but maintenance and repairs, and it's going to break, it's all going to fall on my shoulders. And the Val Bachshan yeshiva, so there's no need for it. It's a bonus for the Bachrim. And therefore, he said no. Till that person promised him that the first 5 years of expenses, electricity bills, maintenance, all going to be on him. He said, okay, if so, he's masking to put it in. So if a maskir would come and said, I do not want the unit in the house, why? Because soon it's going to break and they're going to call me to repair it. It's a very good, it's a very valid reason why a landlord has no need in it. It's just a pure nuisance for him. In this case, he could probably prove to best in that he genuinely does not want this, and he does not have to pay anything in this case. One very important point, which always comes to a play, is the Nesivis brings down from the Shach, that you have to always assess, why did this tenant put this fitting or air conditioning in this deer? most times, more often than not, like you know, hard to give it a number, 80, 90, 95%, the tenant has zero interest. He's not thinking about the house or about the baladir or the maskir, you know, what is going to be left. Very often, the baladir, the soicher, the tenant, is just, you know, he wants it for his personal comfort. And then it's called yorad al das atzmoy. The reason why he put this addition in this house is for his own personal use. He was not, the other way is called yorad lehashbiach. He was not yorad lehashbiach. He did not have anybody in mind besides himself. And therefore, when he leaves, he cannot go now to the Baal HaBayis, to the Maskir, and tell him, no, I was Mashbiach, your Bayis. Because he was not Mashbiach, the Maskir's Bayis. He did it for his comfort. He wanted an air conditioning unit in the house with all the years that he was renting. And then you cannot go after to the Maskir and then force him to pay you for the comfort that you had. And you cannot maximize the comfort, so you cannot sell it on. It has to be a Shevach. You're generally Mashbiach for the Baal HaBayis' house. A mezuzah al pi halacha, the Gemara says it's chayv asadar. That's why if the next tenant would have to. But the Gemara says there is a sakana, take off the mezuzah, and that's where it gets sticky. Can you force the next tenant to buy the mezuzah off you? So meikar then, you know, from a chayshe mishpat point of view. Yeah, you can for it. It belongs to you, and you say I can take it. But usually, many times, the next tenant is aware of the fact that you don't want to take it away, even though you have the halachic right to take it away. And sometimes you can take advantage of it, and says, you know, yeah, that's you know, practically it might be a little bit sticky over there. You could take the side of the air conditioning unit one step further, which is not connected to go into the whole side of it. Just you know, just to bring out the point. What happens if the maskir, the baal adir over here, turns to him, says, not only do I do not want the unit, please take it with you, I want you to fix the damage. You damaged the wall, you drilled holes, you put in cables, you know, please take everything, plaster it back. You know, besides the expense of taking away what you put in, you know, I want you to also fix the house. Now, so most times when someone drills a hole in your wall, you tell them, you are a mazik, and please fix what you did over here. But under this case, you can't call this person a mazik. He was, by definition, he was mashbiach the bayis. He improved the bayis. You might not be happy with this shevach, but there are poskim who say that you cannot go all the way and call him a mazik, and he now damaged your house, ad kedei kach, that he has to now repair this. There was a shiloh over here in town a few weeks ago. There was a tenant who put in a combination lock in the front door of the house. You know, it's not a very expensive put. He put £100, he put it in. When he left, the maskir says, not only do you have to take the lock with you, you have to put a new door, because I don't want a combination lock. Everyone's going to come, and everyone knows the combination. But I don't want to hold in the door either. So the maskir, the baldir, wanted him to not only take it out, but to replace the whole door as well as it. And that would be a shayla. You give him a shay mazik, or no, it's not a mazik, and it's, you know, the damage that comes machmas the lock would be only you know, a groma, and you cannot force him to pay for that as well. But we can a little bit debate about that. I think we'll leave it here for now. And the Eibush should help. You know, maybe in future we can discuss a few other shaylas. Oh, yeah. Well,